Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Americans still stuck in Afghanistan, and you know they might be there after we finish the evacuations, because we've got a deadline here, and the Taliban told us we got to stick to the deadline.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Oh, wait, they're students? Well, what does it matter? You know, they're students.
Here's what I tell everyone.
They're young, they're resilient, they'll figure it out. Yeah, yeah.
I was born by God's dear grace.
And John McCain, somewhere
where the stars and
in the next world, is saying, "Hey, Biden, I warned you about this guy Blinken. I warned you about him." John McCain, you know, the Republican every Democrat loves to love. You know that guy? Told us everything we need to know about Tony Blinken, Biden's pick for Secretary of State for Joe Biden. Joe Biden, again, over the weekend, reminded us that somebody's telling him what to do. Press conference last week, I've been instructed to take questions from these people. Who instructs the commander-in-chief other than the American people? And he used the same word yesterday. My other favorite is that we have a deadline, right? We have a deadline that evidently Joe Biden was instructed to implement in Afghanistan by the Taliban. He's evidently working for them. Maybe it was the Taliban said he couldn't take questions because he was talking about the hurricane. And he's also been instructed to, you know, if you do a deadline and you're already like in a bit of a mess, wouldn't you think the deadline would be like at midnight? Right? So midnight, 11:59 p.m. on the 31st, right? No. It's tomorrow at 2:30. Actually, 2:29 tomorrow afternoon. That's the deadline. That's our exit. So if you don't think that's why the Taliban are running around firing at will and marking houses and saying you'll be dead, and, you know, ISIS-K, wink, wink, nod, nod, separate from the Taliban. That's a separate, yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Well, they did it. You know, we're establishing a government with the armed military apparatus that you gave us. Pallets of cash. Pallets of cash. We left Bagram Air Force Base. There was rooms full of $100 stacks. And they were all 100, I don't know, 10 grand or whatever, in stacks. Piles of them. If you think all of this was an accident, that we gave them what we gave them, pull this leg and it plays Jingle Bells. I want to know who is instructing Joe Biden.
I want to know that, too. I mean, I think we do know it.
Besides the Taliban, I don't think they'd bother themselves with who he takes questions from or what he talks about. And by the way, my heart aches for everybody down there in, you know, Jackson, Mississippi, and Louisiana, and the track now up through Mobile and Hurricane Ida. But we've seen that movie before. Thankfully, we get a significant warning on hurricanes, and it's news, obviously, because these things are devastating. But it's not the news. It's not the big story. Unless the media is tired of Joe Biden being exposed for what he is, then it becomes the big story. So Joe Biden does a photo op yesterday at FEMA. We don't need him there. We have a horrific situation going on with Afghanistan. He ought to be in a bunker at the White House 24/7 leading the effort to make sure every American gets out and vetting our Afghan allies to make sure if they should get out, they get out too. Nothing else. It's clear the guy can't walk and chew gum at the same time anyway. So do one thing. Oh, no. Over to FEMA he goes for a photo op, and then somebody decides to ask a question of him there. Oh, can't have that. Listen to this.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
Mr. President, on Afghanistan.
I'm not going to answer Afghanistan now.
Can you just
turns
hey,
away. Turns his back.
And walks away.
Yep.
So I'm not supposed to take any questions. Who instructed him of that? Same people that instructed him who to take questions from at the press conference? I'm not supposed to take a question, but go ahead. Sir, on Afghanistan, I'm not talking about Afghanistan.
I don't want to get in any trouble. I don't want to get in trouble.
I'm not talking about Afghanistan. You ought to be living, breathing, sleeping, fixing the mess you created. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable to me. What's Michael Waltz talking about? Republican House Armed Services Committee, former Green Beret, Afghan war vet, is on Fox right now. Let me hear what he said.
Intelligence community just this week was very clear that Al-Qaeda intends to roar back and hit us again. But what you're going to hear, Bill, over the unfolding weeks is the administration is going to try to prove the point that the Taliban have moderated, they can be dealt with, kind of these are the good terrorists that will help us with the bad terrorists, and that's a bunch of garbage.
Okay, Michael,
this is
just
the
quickly,
same team around Biden
Congressman,
that has
can
been
you
around Obama,
mention,
that was around Obama. I'm sorry?
I just wanted to jump in here before we lose the time.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you about, you said hostages. What do we need to know about that situation? Because you know that could turn pretty quickly.
Yeah, so the Taliban and their allies, the Haqqani Network, have been holding a Navy veteran hostage for the last year and a half. His name is Mark Frericks. And so if they're so amenable to letting Americans go after we leave them behind and our Afghan allies, why haven't they let him go? Why? Because they're using him for some things that they want, and they're going to use future Americans as well. Again, they have the leverage here because this administration gave it to them, and they're letting terrorists dictate the terms.
Yeah, Michael, thank you. Let's speak again later in the week, all right? Michael Waltz, Congressman.
Thank you.
I don't know, Dana. Shut up talking about what you're talking about. I want to talk about what I want to talk about. The hostage is fine, but he was saying some important things about this team is the same team as the Obama team, and they build up terrorist networks. So maybe the pallets of cash, were the ransom for the Navy soldier they have, but they still haven't let him go. Pallets of cash, all kinds of equipment. We don't need Bagram. This is unbelievable.
I said, looking at the monitor while he was talking, they were showing footage, and one of the Taliban guys is holding an AR with what looked like a night vision scope on the top of that. Guess whose that is?
Oh, yeah.
Guess who paid for that?
Right. You and I did.
Guarantee ya. She's come across that in a stash of Russian AKs.
Anyway, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Scott Hanlon, Kevin Flynn, Super Producer Chris. Todd, the radio god. Yes? No? I think Todd's a little unavoidably detained at the moment.
Might be.
I don't see him on camera, where you can watch What's on Your Mind. We had Christy Noem on Friday, and we had our biggest audience ever, 10,000 views. They're pretty amazing. So thank you for checking that out. You can watch it on Frank's Speech. You can go to our Facebook page. We had more questions that we could get in on Friday. Where are they here? Here's a couple of them that came in. Somebody wanted a walkout at healthcare facilities. I don't want to see hospitals on staff, but it might take the unity like that to protect the workers' medical rights. Judging by the numbers I'm hearing, about 90% of healthcare workers are either vaccinated or plan to get vaccinated, so the battle is among the 10%. There are health and religious exemptions. My understanding is the deadline to apply for that has arrived, and they'll be announcing who gets those. We were told by Dr. Michael LeBeau, the current president of Bismarck Sanford Health West Division, soon the chief administrative officer there, that they're taking this very seriously. And you will find out if you're granted one of those in the coming days. So this battle really is among the 10% and whether or not, I guess, they get a health or medical exemption, which, by the way, they should. That's health freedom, too. They should. So I applaud that. I made a comment on Friday's show that talk radio was hard to find in South Dakota. I know my buddy Greg Belfridge down at Kello does a morning show there. That's talk radio. And there are national talk shows. There's just not a lot of local talk radio. But the gang in Brookings want us to know they have brunch at the clubhouse. And they, too, want Governor Noman.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. But she lives not far from Watertown, so she's in that neck of the woods, you know.
Found in Jackrabbit country.
On the range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so glad to know we cleared that up. Jenna from Utah said, I told Christy this, my son is moving to Aberdeen to play college basketball, being recruited by many colleges, chose South Dakota specifically because of the policies of Governor Noem.
Going to play for Northern State in Aberdeen.
So cool, isn't it?
You bet.
And, by the way, businesses, individuals, South Dakota has been a mecca for people who are seeking freedom. It's pretty amazing. It is an economic development tool of South Dakota to say, we're going to let you decide for yourself what's best for your health.
Buddy of mine and his wife left Minneapolis, moved to the Black Hills in May. Loving it out there.
Yeah, I got some good friends that are building out by the Black Hills right now, too.
Yeah, love it.
Makes a lot of sense. It does. Former Navy SEAL, founder of Carry the Load, coming up on the program. Emerald Robinson, White House correspondent for Newsmax. Andy Armacost, president of UND today. And your calls. Tell me what's on your mind next. Call now.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's away.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Heck of a deal right now. Flash sale, flash sale, flash sale. MyPillow slippers are half off if you use the promo code Scott. Awesome moccasins. I got a pair of those at the cabin. And then the slip-ons, have those at home. They're fantastic. Just fantastic. Great gift, too. MyPillow slippers. Half off. Flash sale right now. Still get the sheets for $49.99, normally $109.99. And not just sheets, MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, cotton from the Mediterranean. Promo code SCOTT, 800-506-9028. Mike went fishing. Kind of glad he did. He's quite the fisherman. You know, loves South Dakota fishing. Been waiting to get into Canada to fish. We're trying to get him to fish the right side of the Missouri. Right? The other side of the dam.
Yeah.
So we'll keep working on him on that. But as soon as he's back, he'll be here on the program. We look forward to that. The great Mike Lindell. Who needs a big box store when you got Mike Lindell? MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Okay? Tell me what's on your mind today. You can text 701-237-1590. All of us heard that. Texter just said, hey, from Salina, Kansas, you're coming in loud and clear on AM 1100, the flag. Good to hear a piece of home while on the road. We'll try and listen all week. Thanks for the great show as always. Thank you. Another texter says, for all the Biden supporters, we could have kept the airbase that is away from the city. We could have quietly been taking people out without making a major uproar. We could have removed equipment and no one would have known and then fly away and no big deal. Joe chose the opposite. He did. Why? Incompetence?
Or a plan.
Or a plan. You tell me. Gail sends a note. Scott, this said it all. This said it all. And all along. Goes with your bumper song. Our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of each soldier who died protecting it. Listening to this mom who called into Andrew Wilco's show this weekend, I want to just preface this by saying everything that we can do to take the lives of those lost in Afghanistan because of this situation, to awaken people to the dangers therein, is an effort well spent. I don't think they should be used to say Trump good, Biden bad. I think that's beneath us. People are going to come to that conclusion. I get it. And I also don't begrudge parents for saying anything that's on their heart. I don't know how I would act. I don't know how I would what I would say or what I would do. But it's tough. It's really, really tough. And this mom, clearly, having just heard from the Marines that her son was a casualty in this mess in Afghanistan, reacted in a way that I can understand. I can. Here she is.
So my son is gone, and I just want all you Democrats who cheated in the election or who voted for him legitimately, you just killed my son.
Oh.
With a dementia-ridden piece of crap who doesn't even know he's in the White House. He still thinks he's a senator. I'm going to try and calm down. I'm sorry.
No, you... Look, I can't imagine what...
A Marine just left my house 2 minutes ago getting my divorce decree. Two Marines showed up at my house at 4 o'clock in the morning, told me my son was dead. So, my name is Kathy McCollum. My son was Riley James McCollum. You can check it out.
Yeah. Oh.
And, you know, again, a mom that decides to blame Democratic voters for this, you know, I mean, her son put his life on the line to serve this country no matter who the commander-in-chief was. This is why we love them. This is why we love them. Because they die for us, the ultimate sacrifice. So I hesitate to pile on and say, it's Democrats who voted, because regardless, Democrat or Republican, black, white, green, yellow presidents, patriots say, send me.
It'd be easier to do that if the buck actually stopped at Biden's desk. But it doesn't. He blames Trump. He won't answer questions. So.
Well, he's been instructed not to.
Yeah. Who knows where the buck stops with this so-called administration.
Fox is claiming that there are growing calls for Biden to resign over Afghanistan. Something's going to come out of this. I don't know what, but something's going to come out of this. I really believe that. I think that the emperor has no clothes, and that's pretty obvious. if he doesn't resign, I think there'll be impeachment hearings. The question is when. And I think the only way even you slow that tide is you fire somebody. This Anthony Blinken's got to go. Jake Sullivan. These are Boy Scouts in the Marine Corps. You know, it's really bad. But look what John McCain said about Anthony Blinken. The Secretary of State, that's all you need to know. All you need to know. What else do I have here? A listener sent us a text with information from the Towner School District, Towner Granville, that they're going to be coming to schools to do immunizations and are offering to give the COVID vaccination to students and staff on that day if they're interested. And the first district health office in Towner, Nurse Nancy Brin is on here, September 3rd in Towner, Granville on the 10th, and any staff wanting the vaccination should. Texter says, is this even legal? I don't see anything in the way of it being mandated. So they're also able to give the COVID vaccination to students and staff on the day if they're interested. Again, I want people to decide for themselves whether the vaccine is the best way to protect them. And I would say this. The data right now, nationwide, suggests, well, it started at about 65% vaccinations overall, 65% were effective against the Delta variant. Now, that's plummeted in Israel. There's some study out there that says you're more likely to get the Delta variant if you've had the Pfizer shot twice. I don't know whether that's true or not, but your doctor looks at research all the time. The facility that he works with looks at data all the time. Ask them. Decide for yourself. But know this, and whatever you do, COVID is not a death sentence. It's not. And I've heard stories firsthand in North Dakota. Elderly couple on a ventilator, battling, received the antibody infusion, home recovery. You know, no picnic, obviously. But, you know, these people that want to run around and say, I got some unbelievable hate mail this weekend, Kev.
Uh-oh.
Because of my column on how health freedom should reign.
Oh,
and it's amazing to me. Yeah, and because I dared to mention a little bit of religion, and all I said was be not afraid.
Right.
If you're afraid to die, something else is wrong. I wasn't even, you know, I'm not waving a Bible in anybody's face. I'm just saying, here's my opinion. Here's what I believe. And most of the people that literally are shaking in fear have, you know, I guess no trust, ultimately, because if you look at the stats, it's less than 1% who die from this.
No trust, but they got all the answers.
Right. But what I'm telling you is, you don't want to get it, and if you're health compromised, the vaccine is the best option statistically now. But you got to decide.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As Hurricane Ida made landfall Sunday in southern Louisiana as a Category 4 storm, the impact of 150-mile-an-hour winds and storm surge were lessened where major levee renovations were built over the years since Hurricane Katrina. Louisiana Governor Edwards on Fox News Sunday night.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well, as are levee systems, even in Lafourche and Cherbourg Parish. But when you have a storm that is this strong, the storm is actually stronger than Hurricane Katrina.
USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
PetroServe USA. Does this thing ever kick in? Oh, there it goes. I was waiting. I didn't know.
It is one of the longer intros out there.
Yeah, I was waiting for the post. Everybody know what the post is here? It's not in the radio business?
Not yet, not yet. It's coming.
Here's the post, folks.
One of them.
There you go. One of the posts. Yeah.
One of them.
While we're waiting.
It's on the vocal post. But
let me tell you what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. Swedish meatballs. Downtown Fargo, MP Avenue, traveling 94 today. Couple options for you. Scalloped potatoes and ham or beef tips and gravy. Eggs at 292 Valley City, PetroServe USA. I had a burger there last week. I got my Chevy pickup back.
Oh, nice.
The trail boss is in the parking lot.
Good.
Thank you, Puckler Chevrolet, for de-deering my truck.
The trail boss is in the parking lot. The deer is in the ditch. The
deer is long gone.
Yeah, deer's long gone.
De-deering it? Is that the technical word?
Yeah, they de-deered it. Yep. Okay. Yep, exactly right. So, in celebration, I'd like to announce a farm or ranch that we'll visit today. So, last chance to text me and say, come on out. Now, mind you, when I come on out, I'm going to throw you the keys to the trail boss. So you can take that for a little spin. Try a little off-road action there and see if you can find out as many things to love as I do about that cocoon of safety. My trail boss from North Dakota's home.
Is that a banana
Chevy
in your hand, or are you just happy to see us?
No, it is a banana. I was going to have a bite, but I ran out of time during the break. I'll set it down so it doesn't distract you, Todd. Anyway,
why you're shaking your banana at us, that's all.
That was a banana trail Todd sent us down there in the middle of my conversation about the trail boss. Pucklish, he's a Schwann Buick GMC guy, see, so he's trying to you know, get a little competition going.
It's General Motors, it's all good.
It is, yeah, we're
and
all on the GM
will
team.
An F-150 or a Ram, by the way, just so you know.
We're all on the GM team. Anyway, Pucklish Chevrolet Bismarck, Pucklish Buick GMC, Chevy Buick GMC in the Valley City, the place to get your trail boss. And they have new Chevys in stock right now. I saw some in the Valley City and Bismarck location. Sharp red trail boss.
Good to see.
2021, right now on the lot. New Chevy truck, which is like in, they're in demand.
That won't last long.
So you could do like I did and go to Valley City and have a Valley Meats custom-made burger right on the grill just for me on my way to pick up the Chevy. Oh, my gosh, was it good. Couldn't even believe how good it was. Hardware Today, sausage, potatoes, Salisbury steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, pulled pork, I-29, 12th Avenue North exit, pulled pork. Yeah, Salisbury steak in Glendon today. PetroServe USA and Mondays mean any fresh baked muffin, 99 cents. Some great specials coming in September, too. We'll tell you that a little bit. We're waiting for our guest former Navy SEAL, founder, Carry the Load, an organization that provides an active way to connect Americans to the sacrifices made daily by our military veterans and first responders. Clint Bruce joins us now. Clint, how are you?
I'm doing well. I was captivated by the story you were telling as I was dialing in here about bananas and ranches and shit.
So
I want to hear the rest of the story at some point.
So just so you know, when you live in North and South Dakota and Western Minnesota, this is our life. Just so you know.
Oh, so my family hails from North Dakota, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And
come
you
on,
have amazing, you have an amazing, amazing gentleman up there named, I call him the real Clint Romache, up there in your neck of the woods, a spectacular human being.
We know Clint well. He was on with us last week, talking about what we were seeing play out on our screens. By the way, I'm not sure if I remember the text number, but the farm ranch invite, we're going to bring the lunch, by the way, and you get to test drive the Trail Boss. If you want to invite us, we'll pick a winner today to take the Trail Boss out to 237-1590. 237-1590. Love to come. Send us a photo from the ranch so we can pick the most beautiful place ever, or, you know, how those crops are looking. 237-1590. So yeah, we talked to Clint last week, and now we have a former Navy SEAL on here. And here's the deal: I can't watch. We've watched this long nightmare out of Afghanistan. I don't want to politicize it. I don't want to use it to spike the football or say I told you so. Nobody likes people to say I told you so. So I'm just going to focus on those flag-draped containers that I saw arrive home this weekend. And I don't know if there is anything that should awaken everybody to the sacrifice that you toil in 7 days a week, 365 days a year, in awakening Americans to these sacrifices than that. Sadly, that should be it. What do you make of is happening right now?
It's the most brutal, visceral, and primal call to do better and get better that we can ever see. When the great sons and daughters of this nation come back, in that format, it's a clarion call to do everything we can individually and collectively to become better and to hold those in leadership to a higher account. I mean, that's how you only make new mistakes, is you ruthlessly inventory past decisions and you adjust accordingly. And sometimes those adjustments are personnel decisions. And we as Americans have the ability to vote in people worth being starting quarterback, and that process has to happen. But I would say that there are amazing men and women in every branch, agency, organization, certainly the military, that are doing, as Roosevelt said, the best they can where they are with what they have. But seeing those heroes come home is a, I don't know that there's a more visceral, primal call to do better and get better as a collective, and certainly to hold our decision makers in high accountability.
Please, please, people, pay attention to this. Don't let this fade. I mean, the media was trying over the weekend. Hurricane Ida. I get it. If I'm in Louisiana, if I'm in the path, it's a rough deal. But hurricanes are not new. They come and go. We're warned ahead of time. This is a very different situation. We cannot look the other way. We cannot let this fade. We've got to hold leadership accountable. We've got to do it. Can you help me understand how this happened? I really am having a hard time understanding how the Taliban becomes the sixth biggest military in the world, that we throw them the keys to millions and millions of dollars worth of equipment. I've seen the looting of rooms full of cash from Bagram Air Force Base that we just left. I mean, a military installation that gave us a lot of freedom to keep bad guys at bay. We literally left in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden the Taliban comes in and goes, "There's cash!" I mean, they're having a grand old time with these stacks of $100 bills, okay? I mean, is there any strategy in this?
It's stunning. There will be a season where this is again ruthlessly inventoried and studied as a call to do things better. But like right now, at the end of the day, you focus on what's in front of you and the days ahead, and just rest assured again that there are incredible men and women in the national security apparatus that are, one, doing everything they can to get people out, two, provisioning for a transition for those people, getting them out is one thing, and creating a better life afterwards and a path to return is another thing. And then I think we need to make sure that the Taliban, ISIS, K, AQ, Haqqani, all these people know that we are willing to, capable, and certainly resolved to project our power to their doorstep wherever they are, then we have to do that. If you induce a vacuum and you don't have a plan to fill that vacuum, then you get what chaos promises you. But we certainly have the talent, capability, and men and women like, you know, Clint Romache and these other people that can meet you where you are as you plan bad things for America and encourage you to make better decisions. And we have to do that. We have to let Taliban and ISIS in out there, and they need to know.
By the way, the interview we did do with Clint Romache is on all of our social media and websites, 27 minutes that you won't regret. Same with this conversation. Can I take comfort, can our listeners take comfort in the fact that Navy SEALs will remain, the special ops will remain, that, you know, this over-the-horizon happy talk we get, we know what that means. We need, there's bad hombres on our side wearing white hats that are watching. Yet, we saw what happened in Kabul at the airport because, obviously, the airport was overwhelmed and we just put a big target on these guys and the civilians as well. But, I mean, I just saw a flash from John Kirby, the White House spokesperson that's briefing right now at the Pentagon. And here's the comfort they're giving right now. We've evacuated as many people as we could. So they're now saying Americans will be left behind. Students will be left behind. Will the Navy SEALs remain? Will it be special ops? It'll be doing everything in their power to get people out that we should get out beyond this imaginary pixie dust deadline of tomorrow?
Here's what I'll tell you. I can't project and certainly wouldn't represent what the currently serving special operations community is going to do. Preserving a white canvas for them to be able to be as creative, innovative, and as aggressive as they can is really important. But I will tell you that there's a deep resolve within some of the finest warfighters on the planet to make the calculus of being a bad guy a very bad deal and willing to risk themselves and be extraordinarily creative, capable, and talented. And making sure that we take care of our own. So without predicting how they're going to do what they're going to do, just trust that they're amazing leaders that know how to fight, that are going to find ways to take care of the people that weren't taken care of in this most recent thing.
Makes sense. Clint, how can we help you? How can we help carry the load?
Well, listen, Carry the Load is an amazing organization that's led by a gentleman named Stephen Holly. Stephen and I played football together at the Naval Academy. We served together in SEAL teams. We started Carry the Load together. He's a far better SEAL than I ever was. I'm better looking, but he was a better SEAL. And you can go to carrytheload.org to learn more about what he's doing. And then there's amazing organizations right now that are provisioning for these families that we've been able to get out. And one in particular is called warriors-care.org. And it's led by highly decorated, highly capable veterans and that are dealing with the daily needs of these families as we've gotten them out. I mean, pushing pallets to wherever these families are of daily items that they can be taken care of and provisioning for. So there's always something to do. Like apathy, appeasement, and accommodation is permission. And when you reject any three of those things, you're part of the solution. And so their amazing organization, warriors-care.org, is one that I know of and know well, are doing great things. And if you want to know that you did something today to make it better, which I think everybody should want to go to bed knowing that they counted today instead of cost today, that's one way to do it. And then carrytheload.org has a calendar of events that are making sure the families of fallen know that we're never going to forget the person they miss the most. And so those are two ways to do something today.
This is noble work. I think Donald Trump, one of his great legacies, is what he did to provide better care for veterans coming home and also raise the awareness of what they do and, you know, partner with all these great bikers across the country who are patriots that stand up for them. There's a lot of good out there. There's a lot of good out there. And we got to focus on that.
So thanks for what you do, and thanks for the truth that you tell, and thanks for letting amazing guys like Clint Romache be heard.
Clint, Bruce, thank you. Appreciate your service and appreciate your mission a lot. God bless you, sir.
Thanks for being worth it. Have a great day.
16 before the top of the hour. More of your calls after this. What's on your mind? Tell me. 258-0550. We'll continue.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending.
Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
DJ Coulter is my insurance agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell us what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agencies with Business Life.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners. We ask them a lot of questions to make sure that they are truly have their world protected. It can be scary. And you need to have not just your liability. You need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us. Different elements that can attack a business. Try to make sure they're covered in every way.
DJ Coulter, his team at American Family Insurance.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Another school year underway, the University of Mary, continuing a long tradition. Proud, top-notch nursing graduates. Every class of graduates of the University of Mary continues to live up to the School of Health Sciences mission, preparing health professionals anchored in moral courage who respect and defend the dignity of a human person. And guess what? Number one nursing program in the nation for the second time in 3 years last year. The University of Mary's nursing program has been recognized for a standard of excellence. You know why? Every one of their nursing graduates passed the certifying exam on the first try. 100% success rate. What an honor. And so proud of their top-notch nursing graduates who continue the long tradition of excellence at the University of Mary. Find out why UMary has the finest nursing education in the nation. UMary.edu/nursing. Elections have consequences, folks. Telephone number, by the way, for you to answer the question, what's on your mind, whatever that might be on any topic. Feels a little like we're under assault on many fronts right now, doesn't it? An example. Health freedom. Does it exist? Or is health bullying the way of the day? You will wear a mask. You must wear a mask. You must get the poke. Crazy me, I say, you get to decide whether you get it or not. You get to decide. I don't know about you, this debate over schools, I'm like, okay, I understand the Department of Health does contact tracing, you know, so they can run around and wag their finger at you like, oh,
yeah,
Sturgis was right. A super spreader event. You shouldn't have had that wedding. What are you thinking, right? Why aren't they out there offering the vaccine to people who decided they want it? I mean, like this school event at Towner. They're going into the school to say, teachers, do you want it? Where you been? The vaccine is the one tool we can say has been the most effective against the spread. It is. You got to decide for yourself whether or not that's good for your health. It's not available for kids 12 and under, as an example. Okay? I would hope people also take into account, not only is it the most effective thing, it doesn't mean it's not without reactions. 3 in 1,000 now, the latest number, are severe reactions. Not a headache, not a sore arm, like in the hospital reactions. 3 out of 1,000. All right, then you do the math on, okay, if I get COVID, let's see here, I have a 99.3% chance of surviving it. So then you say, well, I'm a health compromised already, so I got a few chips. Maybe I should get the vaccine. So if I do get it, it will not be as bad. These are all decisions you should make yourself. I wrote a column about that for the Dickinson, Jamestown, Grand Forks, and Fargo newspapers of Forum Communications. And you would have thought I would have, had pea soup coming out of my mouth and my head was turning around in some kind of horror movie. What I was spewing. And all I said is, you're afraid to die? There's something else wrong here? And you should talk to your doctor. I gave stats on both sides. I quoted Dr. Mike LeBeau, Sanford Health. And I said, hey, Mike, tell me what you think about the vaccine. Well, we know 90% of the people hospitalized didn't have the vaccine. We know 98% who died didn't have the vaccine, and we believe it is effective. Is the effectiveness dropping? It is. Down to 40-some percent now in Israel. So, if people feel like they're healthy enough they don't need it, they're going to have to ask for a health or a religious exemption at Sanford Health. But he believes 90% of people there will have it. He also says they're leaning into therapies, like the infusion of the antibodies. What do you call that? The one Trump had that came off the mat so quick.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't like the place we're at, folks. I don't. This is insanity. And I happen to believe the shamers, the vax shamers, the mass shamers, are really 10% or less very loud, very angry, very liberal finger waggers who just think they know better than you. I really do. I don't think it's a majority at all. And there's some people that are just, you know, the other way. That, you know, if you have the vaccine, you're going to die. It's going to be awful. It's going to be terrible. I don't believe either extreme. I believe you should decide for yourself. But back to elections have consequences. Let me take a minute or so of John McCain on the Senate floor talking about Tony Blinken. Tony Blinken is our Secretary of State. This is John McCain when Obama nominated him for Deputy Secretary of State. Number 2, listen to his warning.
As I rise to discuss my opposition to the pending vote concerning Mr. Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen. I hope that many of my colleagues will understand that not often do I come to the floor to oppose a nomination of the President of the United States, because I believe that elections have consequences. In this case, this individual has actually been dangerous to America and to the young men and women who are fighting and serving it. The Mr. Blinken has been a foreign policy advisor to Vice President Biden since his days in the Senate. But as Robert Gates has noted, Mr. Biden has been, quote, wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. At the Special Operations Fund annual meeting on May 6, 2013, Mr. Blinken discussed a number of the administration's achievements, including, one, ending the war in Iraq responsibly, two, setting a clear strategy and date for the withdrawal from Afghanistan, three, decimating al-Qaeda's senior leadership, and four, repairing our alliances and restoring America's standing in the world.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry, offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.